You've made it to the end of the course. Congratulations, way to go. This is the start of your championship year. Now, everything we've covered is designed to train you, equip you, and position you for victory. In this last video, I want to recap each of the championship principles that we covered. So, here we go. Success happens one step at a time. Success isn't about giant leaps. It's about the small, consistent steps. And every big goal is just a series of smaller, actionable steps. You need to reverse engineer the outcome. I like that. Identify the big picture. Then break it down into daily, weekly, and monthly steps. Progress isn't always a straight line. If something isn't working, just adjust. Champions don't quit, they adapt. And don't wait for perfect conditions because they don't exist. Well, we talked about the power of expectation and the fact that expectation requires preparation. It's not enough to hope for something. You've got to prepare for it. Your expectations will only manifest at the level of your preparation. We talked about fear and the fact that fear is the enemy of your success. Fear will distort your vision, both naturally and spiritually. It narrows your focus to perceived threats while blinding you to God's promises. But the Bible commands us over 110 times to fear not. And that means God is serious about us living fear-free. We talked about eradicating this fear, and we talked about the three steps to it. First of all, you need to take authority. Take authority over fear. It has no right to stay in your life. You need to speak the word and declare scriptures that counteract fear. No more trespassing. Once you've commanded fear to leave, don't let it back in. Champions don't give fear a foothold. They take control. We talked about another enemy to our vision, and that is discouragement. And discouragement is designed to take you out. Distractions may push you off course, but you can correct your course. Discouragement is like poking a hole in a balloon. Discouragement deflates you. It's designed to make you quit and to give up and throw in the towel. So how do you fight it? You can't fight discouraging thoughts with more thoughts. You've got to fight them with your words. What are you saying? What are you declaring? What's coming out of your mouth? You need to make sure that it lines up with the Word of God. And we talked about something that is such a gift from God. It's the power of your imagination. It is a gift. It's a God-given tool to shape your future. Think of it this way, a potter in his clay. The unformed clay is faith, but imagination gives it shape. Faith needs a vision to work with. God gave Abraham a vision. He told him to look at the stars so he can see his future. Joshua and Caleb saw victory in the promised land when others saw giants. David, he saw Goliath defeated before the battle even began. Champions have learned to visualize their victory before they step onto the field. Well, let me ask you, what do you see? What are you seeing? Meditation is very, very important. Meditation is unpacking God's word. Meditation on God's word builds faith and fuels the imagination. It's not just reading it, it's absorbing it and making it very personal. Meditation paints a picture of God's promises right on your heart, the canvas of your heart. It gives faith something to grab onto. The same principle applies to your vision. What scripture anchors your vision? You need to find one and keep it before you, meditating on it, thinking about it, just letting it sink in day and night constantly. Life's going to try to distract you, but the Word of God is your anchor. Champions don't lose focus. They stay locked in. And the final charge? Take action. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And now that you've completed this course, it's time to put what you've learned into action. Set your vision. Prepare for what you're expecting. Absolutely refuse to let fear or discouragement stop you. Meditate on the word every day. Now, you've been trained, equipped, and empowered. Champions don't just listen, they execute. And champions don't wait, they act. I want you to know something. This is your championship year. Now, step out and live it.